You are listening to Sincerely Madison E.
Hey guys, welcome to Sincerely Madison E. So this one is an unplanned podcast, but an episode that I think is really necessary. And in a short period of time, I think that you'll gain a better understanding as to why. As of lately, New York has passed a law that permits abortion due to medical or health reasoning past 24 weeks of pregnancy. And a lot of what I've been hearing and reading, and I've even chosen to share myself, has really started to hurt my heart. The magnitude of ignorance and the inability for people to take a few steps back and really kind of eliminate the phrase, I don't get it, or I just, why would anybody do that? And instead, they're not saying, I want to understand. So guys, I'm going to share with you something that I can almost guarantee that most of you don't know about me. And the reason why is because I'm not going to, sorry guys, I'm not going to remain silent anymore. Because I want you guys to understand the magnitude and the weight that your words and your the statements that you make from a place of ignorance and being very naive to the experiences that a lot of us have gone through, I want you to know that it matters and that the things that you say matter, whether or not it's in a positive or a negative way. They create impact, and the ripple effect can be detrimental. And a lot of that'll make sense as I continue in my story. So a couple of episodes ago, I shared with you all a really pivotal point in my life when I had lost my baby Remy. But what I didn't tell you was that that wasn't the first time I'd ever been pregnant. And I want to share with you guys the other experiences I've had, because a lot of it ties into itself and is very applicable to this point in our society and where we have all come to this point with this law being passed. So when I was with somebody, when I was 20, a little while after my 21st birthday, I was in a relationship with somebody that was about 10 years older than me, had a house, had his stuff together, and we started to have a little bit of issues here and there, trust issues, for lack of a better way of saying it, and we were on the verge of breaking up. And then we decided we were taking a trip to the beach together, spent the week at the beach, and I got pregnant on that trip. When I found out that I was pregnant, I was terrified, but I was excited because it was my first time. And for most women, a fear is that that's not even a possibility. So I was excited, but I was also nervous to tell him. So when I told him, I just took a picture of the test and I sent it to him, and he was scared. You know, nonetheless, he thought that we had a lot to work on before bringing a child into this world, but he was going to support me regardless. We decided to have a Skype conversation with my parents, and it didn't really go as planned. And I was still in college at the time. I hadn't graduated yet. And I let a lot of influence from people around me dictate my decision. And the decision was made to not go through with the pregnancy. And at about 8 weeks, I went to the clinic and was there for about 6 hours. I talked to 4 or 5 different people who all made it very clear that this was my decision at the end of the day. But with the picture that had been painted with the situation I was in, I felt pretty confident that that child was not going to have the life that I wanted for them. So I made the decision that completely changed my life. Sorry, guys, I'm having to record this in little sections because I keep losing my shit. So I made the decision, and for about 2 months after that, I watched my entire life fall apart around me. I lost the relationship that I had with my sister for a period of time because of differentiating views. I hated the people that had planted that seed of doubt in my mind that had resulted in the decision that I regretted for an extremely long period of time. It was by far the most traumatizing experience, the most painful thing I'd ever had to go through, and I was ashamed. And I thought that as long as I talked about it and accepted it for what it was and worked really hard to move past it and to get to a point in my life where it was a good time to be a mom, that that would happen for me. The person I was with and I handled it very differently. He did not want to talk about it, and I needed to talk about it. We slept in separate rooms, and I had a lot of night terrors. I'd wake up in the middle of the night, screaming into the pillow, mad, upset, hurt, and hating myself. And I waited for the punishment that the world had in store for me because a lot of the people I told didn't understand, or they just didn't want to talk about it at all, which made me feel like my shame was warranted and that I deserved it. So that relationship ended, all in one day. Things finally were said that had been held in for a long time, and I packed my things, I moved out, and I started what I felt was a new chapter. I got a place with my best friend at the time and was really trying to mend the broken pieces inside of me. And I made it my mission to do that. And then I met someone, and that's when Remy came. The whole time that I was pregnant, I lost Remy when I was just before my second trimester. The whole time I was pregnant, I kept telling the father, and my family, something's gonna happen, something's gonna go wrong. This would be way too sweet of a reward for the horrible decision that I made the year prior. And so when I woke up that morning and realized something was wrong and sat in the hospital and waited, waited and waited, I kept saying, it's gonna be bad news. And you guys know me now, right? I'm a positive person. I speak things into existence. But in that moment, I felt like it didn't matter what I said. The world was going to find a way to make me pay for the decision that I had made. And when the doctor came in there and validated the fear that I had had, I really and truly could not locate a reason to continue on. I didn't feel like I deserved to be a mom at that point. I felt like the world wanted me to know that. I had denied the father being a dad for a decision that I had made, not him. And so, for a very long period of time, that weighed on me, and I blamed myself, as I had told you guys in a previous episode. And so, I want you guys to know that abortion is a personal decision, and it's not yours to make unless it's your body that's carrying the child. And I have paid in tenfold for the decision that I have made and that I made in the past. I want you guys to know that regardless of how insignificant that you might think your opinion is or how lost it can get in a sea of several, it will stand out if you are the one that is validating the fears and the thoughts that a woman already has about herself because of a decision that she made. My decision was personal. It was influenced, but it's something that I have had to live with my entire life since that day. And it's something that every single day for the past 4 years, I have thought about or chosen to grow from or have shifted some of the decisions I've made since then based on that experience. Guys, you can have your own opinion and share your own story and feel the way that you want to without being insensitive to those that have already gone through it. Because you don't know if the person you are talking to or the person whose post you're commenting on or the person whose name you're using in a negative sentence, you don't know what they've gone through. And even if you do, you're still not walking in their shoes every day. So I want to challenge you guys to start rephrasing the things that you say. And you don't have to accept a differing opinion if you want to understand why, right? But you don't need to shut it down either. So just know, guys, that a woman is never going to make that decision easily or lightly. And I will tell you this, and I'll leave you with this. My abortion is what led me to try to take my life the first time. My miscarriage, what I saw as punishment, led me to my second attempt. And guys, I'm still here. So I think that I'm here because my story is worth sharing and telling you. And I know that there will be some level of judgment and preconceived notion and immaturity that comes as a result of this podcast episode. But I genuinely don't care, because if I'm able to bring light to a dark chapter of someone else's life or help a woman to know that she is not alone in this decision, then that's well worth it to me. And that's worth any of the negativity that I might get at this point going forward. But just know that when you guys choose to make comments like, well, you should have just carried and put the child up for adoption, or you should have, you know, not been so selfish, or maybe if you would have experienced loss of a child before, you would know. Guys, abortion is loss. And I'll tell you this, you don't realize the loss that it is until you're on that damn table. And they've already given you a drug that's going to cause damage to the child. So at that point, you're screwed. And you lay there and you go through the absolute worst pain you've ever had in your life. And then when you have a silent miscarriage and they give you misoprostol, which is the same drug that they would have given you to have an abortion, everything really fucking comes full circle. Because then you feel the labor, you feel the contractions, and you feel yourself pass something that you wanted, right? And then you feel like it's your fault. And so just know, guys, that I've got your back and I want to hear your story and I will hear you out indefinitely, because I think it's important to do so. And if you've got at least one person on your side, that's beautiful. I respect the opinions of people that are completely against it, but I can tell you this. I would never, ever advise a woman get an abortion, ever. And that's coming from somebody who has been there and done that. Because I know how devastating and how painful and how hurtful and how traumatizing that it is. And I've spent a lot of years hating myself because of the decision. No woman needs you to hate her for her. We just need you to love us and accept us for the decisions that we've made that in hindsight we may feel were necessary at the time, but only we are living with the painful repercussions and the painful reality that sets in after the fact. And here's how I'm trying to create something beautiful from something many would see as ugly. Guys, I want to adopt, okay? I want to foster a child. I want to be the influencer in a child's life that needs it. I want to help the system, you guys, in a way that doesn't flood it. I want to help a broken part of our society by helping to mend the broken individuals among it. So I'm just going to leave you all with this. I appreciate you if you've listened to this, and I apologize for having to stop and start and stop and start. This is the first time I've really said this story start to finish out loud. So I do appreciate you all listening. I hope that you make it a great day, and I promise the next episode will be a bit more positive, but I had to get that off my chest. Thanks, guys.